Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for today's program. If I could offer you a brand new heart and, you know, a renewed heart within, a heart that is fully intimate with God, would you be interested in that? Well, today's program is about the heart revolution. And we have with us our special guest all the way from Australia, Phil Mason. And Phil, you have newly authored, you know, a set of four books, actually, but we have two of them with us today on a whole series about the heart revolution.
That's right. I've been writing these books for actually about 15 years now, and it's been a long-term project, and it really came out of just a journey through religion and my own struggle with, you know, religiosity and the environment that I was in back in, you know, a number of years ago, being in different churches as I've journeyed through life. And just observing my own heart and the heart of other Christians and realizing it's very easy for people just to get stuck along the way
right. And
get trapped in religion and performance and not really get any traction in our heart journey with God so that we're really growing and being transformed the way God really intends.
And what is the key to a heart transformation?
Well, for me personally, God started speaking to me about my heart and about the heart of the people that I was ministering to. And I've been in ministry for many, many years. And, you know, just one little cameo, I knew a woman who had unfortunately been really violated when she was young. And then she had never had any healing. She was a Christian. And then she got married to a guy who had some perversion issues, and he was abusive towards her as well, and that compounded her wounding and her brokenness. But the church that we were a part of, unfortunately, back then did not have a paradigm for inner healing, healing the brokenhearted, and as a result, she wasn't getting any breakthrough. And it made me realize, you know, Christians can go on 10, 20, 30, 40 years walking with the Lord, and unless they get on page with the Lord in terms of His agenda to want to bring deep-level heart transformation, it often doesn't ever get catalyzed and people don't get transformed.
Right. And it's so proven, even in medical science today, that a lot of even physical illness and, you know, even long-term chronic illnesses are as a result of issues of the heart.
Yeah, unresolved emotional issues where people get trapped in negative and destructive emotions that just take people spiraling downward. And often it never gets better. It often just gets worse. It leaves a trail of relational brokenness, you know, broken marriages and broken lives that just never seem to get healed. And so it's like, remember when the Lord said to Jeremiah, go down to the potter's house and I'll speak to you there. And a lot of times revelation is positional. God moves you into a position where he can speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so in my own marriage and just walking out my walk with the Lord with, you know, with other believers, I came to see that a lot of people just are not on page with the Lord in terms of, you know, developing an intimacy and growing in intimacy with God and letting the Lord really into every room in our heart to bring deep level healing and transformation.
Right.
And that's what got my attention. So I just started studying it out of personal interest.
Cool.
And then I started writing on it because I love writing. And it started to develop into a set of books.
Phil, I'm just getting a word of knowledge right now and I have to bring it because someone is watching this program right now and you're getting up from your seat. You're ready to walk away from this program. Do not walk away. Come back. Come back right now. Something started stirring inside of you. You got very uncomfortable. All of a sudden, you thought, I'm not going to sit in front of this stuff. I don't like that intimacy stuff, that heart stuff. I'm not going there. Please, please, please stay because God's going to minister to you. You're going to get a miracle today. You are going to get a miracle. And I see that you've had so many things happen to you in your life and there's so much brokenness on the inside, but it can all be healed. It can all be healed. You're in a difficult place in your life right now, but I really believe there's going to be a shift for you. So you sit down, just sit down and finish listening to this program because there's going to be keys in it for you. Whew, that feels better. I could just feel in the spirit, the Holy Spirit was telling me this person was running away and I thought, no, we got to get her back. Mm. It was a woman. So anyways, okay. So let's talk about this intimacy equation.
I started to see that when you insert the concept of intimacy into the church, everything changes. all of a sudden it just creates a whole new set of dynamics in our personal lives, because we realize we have blockages to intimacy mm-hmm. with God and with people. In fact, I think the same blockages that we have in our intimacy with people reflect the intimacy blockages we have with in our relationship with the Lord. And so the intimacy paradigm shifts the equation and creates an environment where people actually have to start taking ownership of their heart issues and let the Lord come in and start mm-hmm. to bring healing. And what I've watched is, as Christians, because I'm a pastor of a church, as Christians take a hold of the intimacy message, which is at the very essence of mm-hmm. what Jesus came to do. He came to bring us into an intimate relationship right. with our Father and with the Son, you know, the fellowship with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. And so as soon as you insert intimacy into the equation, it shifts the dynamics and people actually are compelled into a place where they go, hey, I need to start dealing with heart issues
right.
that are blocking me in growing in intimacy in my marriage,
yeah.
in my relationships with other Christians, and especially with the Lord.
You know what's so interesting I find, Phil, is that when you get wounded in your heart because of, you know, people's, you know, abuse towards you or just different things, that maybe abandonment issues, whatever the issue is, that you put a block towards the intimacy of the Lord towards you. Sometimes it's yeah. like, you know, I don't want to open myself up because mm-hmm. the last time I was open, I got hurt. So the very thing that will heal you, because God's intimacy will heal you, mm. you know, knowing His love, the entrance of His love, the entrance of His light into the heart that brings healing to the wounds mm. will actually be the very thing that mm. that heals you, and yet it's the very thing you push away.
And John so, says that we can't love our brother, our God who we haven't seen, if we can't love our brother who we
exactly.
have seen. And I think that our human relationships actually become a mirror
right.
of our relationship with God ultimately, because they are the same issues. They're the intimacy right. issues that block people growing in their relationship with God. And
I'm
with
just
people.
Feeling that there's someone watching, maybe a number of you that are watching right now, and you're so afraid to open up to God and to others because of what happened to you in the past. But God wants to fill you right now with His healing love. Don't be afraid of Him. His perfect love will cast out fear. And you know, man is fickle. Man, you know, human beings, they, you know, we make mistakes. We say things wrong. We do things wrong, even when we don't mean to. And those things hurt. But Jesus' love is perfect. So just, you know, just open up your heart to His love right now, because that intimate love of Christ, where He wants to come in and heal and love and soothe, will transform your life. But anyways, in the green room earlier, you were sharing about, because you're a pastor, of the New Earth Tribe Church, which mm-hmm. I love it. And and in fact, why don't you share a little bit about your church first, and then maybe share about the healing that you were telling me about earlier of the person who had been satanically ritually abused mm-hmm. and what God did in mm-hmm. that person's life.
Well, our community is in the midst of a New Age area, and you know, New Agers talk about healing all the time.
Right.
And we want to become the answer to their heart's cry.
Right.
So we've become a healing community, and we've placed a huge emphasis on the healing of the heart. And as a result, we've grown into this, you know, wisdom and understanding of how to do kingdom ministry into people's lives. And the Lord's brought, you know, many, many broken people to us, because the world is full of broken people. We're all broken, in need of healing and wholeness. And the Lord has brought a couple of people into our lives that have come out of some of the most severe brokenness imaginable. In fact, when they were describing their stories of their childhood, I was wondering if maybe they were making it up, because it was just so horrific. It was satanic ritual abuse mm-hmm. on a level that I'd never even heard of before. And these two girls had been through terrible, terrible abuse, but God has brought so much healing to their heart. Mm-hmm. We planted the church with a developed understanding of kingdom ministry. So we understood about deliverance, we understood about inner healing. And then when these girls came in, they're just, you know, two of many, many people God's brought to us, but we were able just to pour into their lives and see God bring such an incredible transformation to their heart that it's blown their minds, it's blown our minds, and they now have just such a passion to bring transformation into other people's hearts.
Wow. Mm. And did you notice that when their heart was healed of the memories of the trauma that took place in their life, and I'm sure that that was over time that you've worked with them where they were able to forgive and receive the healing and everything that goes with that. But did you notice that even outwardly, was there manifestations of physical healing or outward behavior
that
changed?
Absolutely. Definitely physical transformation as well. And they now glow in the dark.
That is so awesome. And that's what Jesus came for. Yeah. He just came to set the captives free. And we're so grateful for what you and your wife and your whole team are doing in the center of, I mean, I really believe light belongs in the darkness, right? And there you are, right in the midst of the darkness, just going for it. And we just want to thank you so much. So your book, The Knowledge of the Heart, it's an introduction to the heart revolution. And then The New Creation Miracle, which we're going to talk about right after this break. So we'll see you in a few moments.
Bring the fullness of the kingdom to others when your own heart prospers in wholeness. Order Phil Mason's Heart Revolution Combo, including books 1 and 2 of his Supernatural Transformation series, The Knowledge of the Heart, and The New Creation Miracle. Call 866-980-5464. And order television offer number 178 or visit xpministries.com to purchase the Heart Revolution Combo for just $29. Order now.
Okay, well, my second book is called The New Creation Miracle, and I subtitled that The Foundation for the Heart Revolution, because I believe that without getting that foundation stone in place, the whole building is just going to be, I kind of feel like people are just going to be endlessly chasing their tails, trying to deal with things, but not coming back to a solid foundation. And Ezekiel said, a new heart I will give to you, and I'll put a new spirit within you, and I'll put my spirit within you as well. And so the focal point of the new creation miracle is the human spirit. God actually gives us a brand new, comprehensively, totally brand new spirit and a new heart. And so that becomes the foundation for our heart journey. And God is actually calling out the treasure of who we are as a new creation continuously and speaking to that miracle that he's done in the very core of our being. So that becomes the foundation.
You know, Phil, I've been amazed at how many Christians do not have a real, even a lot of ministers who do not have a real good foundation in new creation realities, understanding that the Bible says old things have passed away, all things have become new, that there's a part in us, our spirit man, that when it's in Christ, Christ is in it, it's a brand new creation. Old things have passed away. It's like, it's amazing. But when you live your life from that core truth, it makes all the difference, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think of that prophecy by in the book of Deuteronomy, I will circumcise their hearts. Now, Paul picks that up and he talks about the circumcision of the heart, the cutting away of the sinful nature. And literally, in our spirit, God has cut away the sinful nature from our spirit and made our spirit 100% alive to God and 100% dead to sin. And Hebrews 12 talks about the spirits of just men made perfect. So God has made our spirit the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He's given us a new nature, and circumcision talks about the cutting away of something, and that is a miracle that has already happened in us. And so often we think about what we want God to do
us. Just keep preaching this. This is so good.
But the Lord is pointing us back to what he did in our hearts that moment we believed in Jesus.
Exactly, because if you have, you know, a conscious awareness of a sin nature, then you're going to sin. But when you're consciously aware that you are righteous in your core, that you are perfect in that core, that you've been given everything that pertains to life and to godliness, then you'll start to manifest that. It'll start to seep into every part of your being.
Yeah. Romans chapter 6, I believe, is Paul's theological epiphany. It's his mountaintop revelation of what it means to be alive to God and dead to sin.
Come on.
And if Paul was alive today, he's the most radical new creation preacher who's ever walked the planet. He would be totally focused on making sure that everyone who hears his message understands who they are from God's perspective, who they are in the eyes of heaven. And so we've got to start to see ourselves as God sees us. And that's where Paul says, reckon yourself to be dead to sin and alive to God. But it's built on the foundation of the miracle that he's performed inside of our human spirit.
And if we accept that miracle, it makes such a difference, because like I see so many Christians struggling all the time. They're trying to fix themselves, right? I got to fix it. I got to fix it. I got to work on it. I got to work on this. I got to work on that. And they're trying to fix it. And I'll just go back into here, back into there, back into the other. And they're looking for more things that they can fix so that they can be. But we have discovered that when you're fixed on who you are as a new creation mm-hmm. in Christ, all of a sudden, the light of that revelation bursts out of your spirit, into your soul, into your body, and just transforms your whole life. Mm. You know, it's awesome.
I think
awesome.
A lot of Christians have a revelation deficit in this area.
Right.
And so it puts them on the treadmill,
of
performance
works.
Treadmill, yeah. working away,
trying to
please God, to be pleasing to God, to
and
be acceptable to God, without realizing God's given us a brand new identity
Amen.
Of sonship and daughtership. And, you know, we're not orphans anymore. Actually, I don't believe we have an orphan spirit.
No.
Technically speaking, we don't. Born-again Christians don't have an orphan spirit, but they can still manifest an orphan heart.
Right.
And so that an orphan behavior and be trapped in orphan mindsets. But the truth is, God has taken away that old orphan spirit and
Amen.
Put a spirit of sonship in our hearts, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And so we've been given a brand new identity
Amen.
As new creations.
I love this.
And I believe that the Lord is just relentlessly speaking to who we really are and calling out the treasure of that. And the whole nature of Paul's ministry was just prophetic proclamation. And Romans 6 is a prophetic declaration
yes,
over our
is.
Lives of who we are in Christ.
Yes, it is. It's just awesome. And, you know, when you understand who you are, you know, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So mm-hmm. if you believe the truth, Jesus said, you will know the truth. You have to know the truth, be acquainted, intimately acquainted with who you are, for example. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll keep you free, you
mm-hmm.
know, as you focus on the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's amazing. I know for our Glory School, Phil, which is our signature course, I received it through a 30-day visitation of the Holy Spirit. The first thing he gave me in that as a foundation was the finished work of the cross. He said everything was finished there, you know, and then the next one was new creation realities. And he said, if you don't understand what was already done for you, completed, mm-hmm. and you don't understand who you are in that and what you have as a result of it, you will never experience the mm-hmm. solid foundations of walking in that glory realm, because it's all been done, it's all been finished.
So the finished work on the cross,
mm-hmm.
the finished work in our human spirit,
Amen.
But there's an unfinished work in our soul.
Right.
So he began a good work, is faithful to complete it. So this is where there's, you know, I believe in Paul's understanding, in Romans 8, he says, your spirit is alive because of righteousness,
exactly.
because of the free gift of righteousness, which is that new nature. But yet he says the inward man is being renewed day by day, and mm-hmm. we are being transformed from glory to glory.
Right.
And I believe that the work in our soul is an unfinished work, the work yeah. in our spirit is a finished work. And we lean back into what God has done and live out of the reality
Amen.
Of who we are.
And
that transforms us from the inside out
yeah.
as our soul is transformed. But the thing that I've learned in this journey is that Christians can still have demonic stuff
mm-hmm.
in their life that needs
they
to be
sure
broken
can.
Off. And deep level emotional brokenness mm-hmm. that has not yet been necessarily mm-hmm. healed. And so I believe that Paul's theology really unpacks all of those realities
yes.
that the work of the soul is an unfinished work
mm-hmm.
and still God is still deeply at work
renewed.
In our soul.
I like the picture of Moses' tabernacle in the Old Testament, because it showed an outer court, an inner court, and the Holy of Holies, mm. you know. But when the veil was rent, when Jesus finished the work on the cross, that veil that separated the innermost place was rent. It was opened up. And that's where the Shekinah glory was. That's where God's presence was. And it gushed out from the inside,
mm-hmm.
not from the outside in,
yeah.
but from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
It started to fill that holy place, then into the outer court, and then out through the gates into the world.
Mm.
And it's such a great picture of, if we understand who we are inside,
yeah.
we can allow that renewal of the soul to be healed through the truth of who we are in our bodies, letting it fill, letting the light and the glory of His presence fill, and apply that truth to every part of our being.
Mm-hmm. The tabernacle is a powerful picture of the body, soul, and spirit,
mm-hmm.
the outer
is.
Court, the holy place, and the most holy place,
yeah.
which is the sanctuary. Jesus said, go into your inner room.
Right.
And I really believe that that's going into that inner sanctum
right.
of our spirit man, of what God
right.
has done.
I believe that too.
Yeah.
It's awesome, yeah, isn't it?
It's fantastic stuff.
I mean, what a privilege it is to be a child of God. What a privilege it is to know that we have everything that pertains to our wholeness. That no matter what's happened to us, He is more than enough. His presence is more than enough. The tools He gives us are more than enough. We don't have to work or strive or struggle or be stressed out over it. That we can rest and let Him have His work. Mm. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the scripture? It says, work out your salvation. Paul, wrote this to Timothy. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. I love it because it's like if your salvation is already in you, then you can work it out with that reverent respect for God. Just let it out. Let it.
For it is God who works in you to will and to do according to His good pleasure.
Exactly.
So He's worked in us, then we outwork.
I know, isn't that brilliant?
It's transformation from the inside out.
I know, it's all through the scripture.
And this is the heart revolution. Ooh, this is what Jesus was looking for. And He taught about being born again through the Holy Spirit. And that's the launch pad. That's that's heaven invading earth in our human spirit.
Yeah.
It's like the beachhead being established inside of us.
Amen.
And like with World War II, they formed the beachhead on the shores of Normandy, and the rest was just a mopping up operation once they established that beachhead. See, the beachhead has been established through the new creation miracle.
Amen.
And there is now a mopping up, cleaning up our soul realm from all the, the demonic Klingon stuff and all the darkness and the deceptions and the lies in our mind. And
Jesus said in John, He said, out of your innermost being, out of your belly, speak of the innermost part, which would be your spirit man. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living, life-giving, healing waters. Mm. And He said, this spake He of the Spirit. So it's like the power of that Spirit life, the Spirit of God Himself in you can even flood into your own soul. And I know that oftentimes we've done those exercises of just waiting on God and saying, okay, God, let the river flow. Let the river flow into this emotional pain or into this memory or whatever. Mm-hmm.
The miracle of the new creation is literally like our spirit was dead in sin and it had become like a black hole. It was just drawing everything into it. But then when we're born of the Spirit, our spirit actually becomes like a radiant sun again and starts to radiate life. And if you could see that, it'd be so cool, It's like this black hole, but suddenly it just explodes into this, because our spirit had to be made new in order to be joined to His spirit, because His spirit couldn't be joined to a defiled, sinful spirit. And so Paul says, he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with the Lord.
Wow, isn't
so
that powerful?
If you could put a sequence to it, you would say that God regenerates the human spirit, gives us a brand new spirit, so that we can be joined to Jesus.
Isn't that
and
awesome?
And so that His nature, we can be partakers of the divine nature.
Wow.
Actually, can I just pray for the audience right now?
Yeah, because, come on. I can feel that.
There's just
anointing too.
There's a spirit of revelation on this. And I know that the Holy Spirit is just overshadowing this teaching right now. Mm-hmm. And I just want to pray for you. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that You would just bring a strong spirit of revelation.
Lord.
As You brought that to Paul, Lord, You would bring that to us and that we would see ourselves as You see us, that we would see ourselves from heaven's perspective. We would see ourselves as the Father sees us and as Jesus sees us. And I just decree over you right now in the name of Jesus an outpouring of a spirit of revelation specifically into this miracle that God has already performed inside of you, that God would just give you a massive revelatory download in the name of Jesus of who you now are in Christ. If anyone is in Christ Jesus, he or she is a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. And I just want to decree that over you in the name of Jesus right now.
Thank you, Father. That was powerful. I'm also, I was actually feeling the same thing. I thought a spirit of prayer is falling right now. And in the beginning of this program, I addressed a woman who was running away from the screen, whether it's a computer or the television. I said, just hang in there. And I think we're hitting on this issue right now because you've been hurt not only by difficult situations in your life, but you've been hurt by the religious system putting pressure on you when you were trying so hard to just be whole and you couldn't. And some of your behavior was addressed, but you didn't want to do those things, but it was out of the pain in your heart. Every single pain, every single issue, be touched by the love of Jesus. He loves you so much, and he wants you to look right now. Years ago, you gave your life to Jesus Christ, and he is in you. He made you a brand new creation. In the inner core of your being, you are brand new. You are identified with him. You have the very nature of Jesus Christ inside of you, and you can be at rest. You're a good, good girl. You're a good, good girl, and I can feel you crying right now. And you don't have to strive anymore, and you don't have to have that hate anymore. You can fall into the arms of Jesus because you are so loved. And all those pains in your soul, all the things in your heart, he's going to heal those things. Every single thing, his power, his blood is washing over it. You are being forgiven. You're being cleansed from all unrighteousness. Just cry out to him. But also, his healing is coming. His healing has come. There isn't any issue in your body or your soul that can't be fixed by him. But what he wants you to do right now is just see how loved you are by him. And I can tell that you're being transformed right now. I want you to write into the program on the address, the email address on the screen. You write in right now and you just let us know that you prayed the prayer. I want you to pray with me right now. Lord Jesus, I return to you now. I thank you for forgiving me. I thank you for fixing all my confusion. I thank you for healing all my sicknesses, all my diseases, the things that are at dis-ease within me. Thank you, Jesus, for making me holy and righteous as you are. Thank you, Jesus, for truly being my Savior. I return to you now. I have a gift I want to give to you. So if you just email that address and say, Patricia wants to give me a gift, I prayed the prayer, I'll make sure that we send you a personal letter with a gift in it to help you along your way, because this is a very special day for you.
Bring the fullness of the kingdom to others when your own heart prospers in wholeness. Order Phil Mason's Heart Revolution Combo, including books 1 and 2 of his Supernatural Transformation series, The Knowledge of the Heart, and The New Creation Miracle. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer number 178, or visit xpministries.com to purchase the Heart Revolution Combo for just $29. Order now.
But Christ hung his head on the cross of Calvary, and he said, "It is finished."
And the multitudes gave their hearts to Jesus Christ, and the sick were healed.
The Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, these eyes have been crossed since this girl was born.
The glory that's on this man, is getting something more, I'll tell you. That is the power of the Holy Ghost.
Who's opening the eyes of the blind and causing the lame to walk and the deaf to hear?
They're coming out from every nation. Something is happening. Something is happening.
We have an opportunity at this time in church history to be the first company of its kind.
The mystery of Christ is so great. We will never be able to touch all of him until he comes and makes himself known to us.
I believe it's God's word. I believe he died on the tree and shed his blood that I might have life and have it more abundantly.
He is going to conquer the darkness through his church.
All the forces of hell will not stop this great outpouring of the Holy Ghost.